Listen to the voices of our world.
We work with families who have children who are at risk of malnutrition.
If you educate a woman, you educate the whole family.
You see so much injustice.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Intense poverty in America was revealed in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. While middle-class citizens blamed the victims, labeled them as lazy for not evacuating, few thought that maybe people just had no means to get out. They had no cars, gas money, or bus fare, and they didn't have the luxury of living on higher ground. So again, we're reminded, don't judge a person until you've walked in their shoes. It's true here and abroad. While Eleanor Ostrinsky returned from Brazil, she said that most Brazilians are poor. But you don't know how desperate their situation is till you've gone to visit. So today we're going to enter a few homes in Brazil, because if the problem is not presented firsthand, there is no way to discuss it and help alleviate it. Pastoral de Criança, or the Children's Pastoral, is a Catholic Church initiative formed about 20 years ago to reduce malnutrition, infant mortality, and discrimination. The program trains volunteers who become women leaders. They visit with the neediest families to listen and give advice on breastfeeding techniques, immunization, disease prevention, and to monitor children's growth. The program provides milk and a high vitamin grain and nut powder used to enrich food. Approximately 1.6 million children are seen each month by the Children's Pastoral volunteers. Brazil's northeast region is known for its incredibly beautiful beaches and intense poverty. Mary Knoll's sister Teresia and Soma lives in this easternmost point of the Americas, João Pessoa, Brazil. Eleanor Ostrinsky went to visit Sister Teresia's project, where she trains voluntary women leaders and women from the community about nutrition and health. On a Wednesday morning, in a one-room house with a big porch, eight women gathered to gain strength, support, and a five-minute shoulder massage before going out to visit families in need. Eleanor followed them as they stepped out into the streets in this favela, or slum.
This is Cesare. She was pregnant recently, and the baby is growing fast. It's so beautiful. Ela tem um nome?
Diana.
Her name is Diana. And she, when she was pregnant, she participated in the Pastoral da Criança, and together we worked how to make a multimistura to help her. And her other child was anemic. Therefore, herself being pregnant, she was taking the multimistura, and now she has a healthy baby. And also, the other child who was anemic had the multimistura also, and helped the child very well.
What is this multimistura again?
Multimistura is a mixture made from rice and wheat, sesame seeds, peanuts, cashew nuts. We put them in the oven, and then we put them in the blender, and we sieve them, and we mix together, and then we give to the person who needs, especially aged people, and also pregnant mothers and children. And for the children, sometimes, you know, it's something new. They don't like immediately to have it. Therefore, I ask the mother to mix with milk or porridge and give to them. And it has made a tremendous change to their health.
So this woman would have, you think she would have had an underweight baby or?
Yes, without having enough blood and enough nutrients which are needed for her pregnancy to grow, she might have a premature baby, or she might have a baby underweight. But now she has a healthy baby. That's why I'm giving nutritional classes, so that every person here in the community will be healthy. Yeah, this is the most important part of my work. And for me, it gives me a lot of energy. In my country, they said, if you educate a woman, you educate the whole family. Because the woman is very powerful in the family. She knows what the family needs.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I know, I love it.
Jao Pessoa's slums didn't look like slums. Short buildings, cars, and small stores. And then they made a left onto a narrow alleyway, like a beehive, buzzing with kids running, playing, people rushing to do errands before the rain returns, or getting the latest gossip about their neighbors just one room away. There are no doorbells, so to announce the arrival of a guest, people clap. They went to visit a woman whose child cannot walk.
Ela gosta muito de beijo.
We visit her to encourage her, because most families, when they have a child paralyzed or mentally challenged, they don't show them. They put them inside. And we want this to be open so that these people can receive help from the government, from hospitals.
Why is it that they don't think that they can actually get help from the government, or why do they think that they can't go to the hospital?
Because they don't have full information and the taboo. They think, oh, it's a shame if we show our child that cannot work, or it's a shame if we show a child mentally challenged. But we want to eradicate this, to tell the parents that this child, to value the child, that it's just the same as any child physically well. It's very important even for the children to hear that we value them, we love them. Then this brings the self-esteem up. It say, oh, I can go to school, I can learn, I can do things. Like this child, Tanya, can learn how to use a computer or do any other thing, handwork, instead of sitting all the time, you know, can do, have things to play with, something like that, to keep her like a occupation therapy.
Yeah,
which is very
a great idea, because she looks like she remembers you, she talks to you,
yeah.
She looks perfectly fine.
Yeah, mentally she's perfectly fine, just the weakness in her legs.
Ela está indo para fisioterapia.
She's participating in the physiotherapy, and her limbs feels a little bit cold, but she's starting to kick a little bit. And later on, I believe she will be able to stand up.
They were invited to visit Yvonne's house across the way. This 10 by 10 foot one-room home had only one source of light and fresh air, the split wood door. As wet laundry dripped over their heads, Sister Teresia asked questions and described the situation.
Because of the rain, you can see this situation. This bed, they share the whole family, the mother and all the three children. And next door, because the rain is so much, the septic tank overflow, and this small place was full of sewage. And this is terrible with these kids. And
up to her knees, she said.
Yes, she said this sewage came up to her knees. And imagine how this mattress is low. It's like they are sleeping on top of the sewage. And this is not healthy.
Yeah. When did this happen?
Quando este aconteceu?
Ontem? Aconteceu 2 dias.
It's 2 days ago this happened.
Eu falei com a minha irmã, disse assim,
there is no more space.
A reportagem para filmar, né?
I don't know what to say. It's so, I cannot turn. I don't know how they move around here. There is no air to breathe.
Yeah.
All these children are breathing the smell of the sewage. She got this mattress from someone. It's a torn pieces. No sheets, no blankets. And the children are half naked. They have only underwear. One on top of the other, and the mother will need a space when it's time to sleep. What's the door you want? The older woman has no place to sleep. She waits when the mother with the three children gets into this one bed, and then she said she stays here where we are standing. I mean, there is no more space.
On the ground?
Yeah, on the ground. And the 2 days that the water came in, she couldn't sleep. I think she was here on top of the chair because there is no space. The house is full of the water, sewage water, and there is a rat. Look, there is a rat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is also dangerous with the rats, because they can eat the food they are eating, and they can spread disease, or they can bite when they don't have food. They can really bite people. Yeah, they can, especially they can eat the end of the food. It's very dangerous. Yeah. She is asking, do you see the situation? Yeah, this is something.
Most everybody in this favela live like this?
Not exactly like this, but most of the people, their houses are tiny like this. But the government have promised these people to get houses somewhere else. Up to now, nothing has been done.
Every government promises this.
Yeah. During the election, that will be the story. Oh, you know, we will build the houses and move you, but they don't come back.
And they don't have running water, right?
No, they don't have running water. Você falou para o governo? Você avisou o governo que água entrou na sua casa?
Eu já estou, como se diz, seca de água, mas já está seca.
She's tired saying that the sewage entered into their house. She said the throat is dry by saying and keep saying and keep saying. Some people have more and they eat and have leftovers. And sometimes the leftovers goes to the garbage. But this family could benefit out of it. It's a situation which calls for emergency donation to help this family.
When was the last time you thought about the financial well-being of your neighbor? Email us at radio@maryknoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us. Or you can call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. You're listening to Voices of Our World.